This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Thursday, April 13th. Presidian Investments is involved in an uphill battle. It's been trying for 3 years to win regulatory approval for its plan to launch actively managed non-transparent ETFs. Bloomberg's Rachel Evans explains why Presidian is being so patient and persistent.
The mutual fund industry has really been suffering over the last few years. As investors have gone more and more into ETFs, they've steered away from mutual funds, and we've seen flows there really stagnate. Now, mutual funds are mostly actively managed, and they really don't kind of disclose their holdings on a daily basis. We're looking at monthly or quarterly disclosure. So these firms are trying to basically merge the two structures so that you can have something that looks a lot like a mutual fund in terms of strategy, but in an ETF.
Critics say this structure comes at the cost of daily transparency, one of the trademarks of ETFs. Evans says there are some advantages for investors.
There's a tax benefit to being in an ETF structure that is found to be very compelling both by issuers and investors.
Some actively managed ETFs have already been launched using a different structure. In addition to tax benefits, they also offer lower expense ratios than the average actively managed mutual fund. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.